The Man with the Golden Gun by Ian Fleming. Read by Kenneth Branagh. Chapter 1. Can I help you? The Secret Service holds much that is kept secret even from very senior officers in the organization. Only M and his chief of staff know absolutely everything there is to know. The latter is responsible for keeping the top secret record known as the War Book, so that in the event of the death of both of them, the whole story, apart from what is available to individual sections and stations, would be available to their successors. One thing that James Bond, for instance, didn't know was the machinery at headquarters for dealing with the public, whether friendly or otherwise, drunks, lunatics, bona fide applications to join the service, and enemy agents with plans for penetration or even assassination. On that cold, clear morning in November, he was to see the careful cogwheels in motion. The girl at the switchboard at the Ministry of Defence flicked the switch to hold and said to her neighbour, "It's another nut who says he's James Bond. Even knows his code number. Says he wants to speak to M personally." The senior girl shrugged. The switchboard had had quite a few such calls since, a year before, James Bond's death on a mission to Japan had been announced in the press. There had even been one pestiferous woman who, at every full moon, passed on messages from Bond from Uranus, where it seemed he had got stuck while awaiting entry into heaven. She said, "Put him through to liaison, Pat." The liaison section was the first cog in the machine, the first sieve. The operator got back on the line. "Just a moment, sir. I'll put you on to an officer who may be able to help you." James Bond, sitting on the edge of his bed, said, "Thank you."